Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, that's a good answer. All right, well, everybody, good evening. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the TechNet. TechNet is run weekly on a frequency 146.955 megahertz and with a PL of 141.3, and of course the offset is minus 600. One other thing you might want to know is TRP is located in Alpine, New Jersey, and is operated by the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. That graciously lets us use the repeater for the net. Instead of having a conversation, it's a little different than most other nets, in that we have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, all sorts of fun things like that. And we hope that you'll join us in that conversation. Our check-in process is a little different than normal as well. We check in with our call sign, our name, and we indicate whether you have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, of course, and none of the above. You might ask, why none of the above? Because if we know you're there, then we can kind of scale the net to your interests. Okay, the net is also accessible on Echo Link if you are a Chestnut Ridge member. Unfortunately, if you are not a member, you cannot use the Echo Link. It's a policy change. You might want to give that some consideration as well. In four times, you would have people from far and wide checking into the net, which was kind of fun. But we no longer have that opportunity. Should there be a problem with the repeater, we will use 146.835, which unfortunately does not at this time have Echo Link, but has a PL of 151.4, and that's our backup should there be a need. We also have, an email support group, a Yahoo group actually, and it's it's on the frequency of it's called ComTech Group. Charlie Oscar Mike Tango Echo Charlie Hotel Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa, and it's a very useful place to find good resources, so feel free to make yourself a member of that group. If you can't find it for any reason, please send me an email at whiskey2tango@att.net. Alrighty, with no further ado, let's start in with the check-ins. Stations whose call signs begin with the letter alpha, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name. Indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted items, some combination of those things, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
AA2WP, Willie P. in Rivervale with a question this evening.
AA2WP, wow, with a question. I don't know what to say. Very good, Willie. Nice to hear you. And I got that you have a question. I'm hunting and pecking on my keyboard. Oh, that's nice. It actually corrected your call sign to somebody else's, which I thought was pretty funny, actually. I'm using my tablet tonight because my computer is in a state of reconstruction. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Any other alphas? How about November's? N8MAR, Dave, I heard you in there. What's your pleasure? N8MAR, W2TTTK2B. WAR. Your pleasure.
Gordon, he's on a reverse.
You're on the talk around. You're on the talk around. All right, we'll get back to him, Dave, we'll get back to you in a little bit. Any other Novembers?
November 2, Juliet Delta Hotel, Andre, East Rutherford. Just listening in. How's it going?
Good evening, Andre. The happy new dad. Very nice. Congratulations, by the way. All right, any other Novembers? Dave, I think that was you with no question on your... You're on reverse, Dave. You're on reverse.
I can't be on reverse. I'm on Echo Link. N2OEL, one comment.
Hi, Noel. All right. I have you down for a comment. Very nice. We got you squared away. Alrighty. Any other Novembers?
Okay, Gordon, this is Dave.
Alright, everybody stand by for Dave. Go ahead, Dave. I think Dave's dropping out of the repeater. I don't think he's got the 141.3 PL programmed in. Alright, any other Novembers?
N3CRT.
Evening, Charlie. N3CRT. What are your intentions, sir?
Yeah, I don't know if I was just doubling with the other guy or if I wasn't making it at all. Am I making it okay or am I really bad tonight? I don't have any questions.
No, you're fine. You're a little hiss on you, but you're fine. You're perfectly conversational.
Okay, carry on.
Alrighty. Let's see.
No.
Oh, I try to say here. Next November. Any Novembers?
N2NBR.
N2NBR. John, good evening. What's your intention?
I'm just going to listen for tonight. I'm in a sort of busy doing two things at once here. Over to you.
Well, it's really nice to hear you. Any other Novembers? Okay, Kilos.
Kilo 2, Echo India Romeo, K2EIR, Howie in Tarrytown. I have a comment and sort of a question, so combined.
Howie, I got you covered. Who was the station to double with Howie?
KC2, WDJ, Walt, just listening.
Okay, Walter, I want to thank you for running the net last week. Appreciate it. Heard that it was a good net and that... you also had some afternet chatter, which I couldn't jump in on, but you had signed, and I want to thank you and behalf of the whole community for running a good net last week. In my absence? Alrighty, any other Kilos?
K2, VAR. K2, TRW. Kai, I'm going to be in and out of the shack, so just listening.
Hi, good evening. Who is the station that's just doubled with Kai?
That would probably be me. KC2ZFM, Bob. And at this point in time, also just listening. And I keyed and dropped the key to see if someone else was coming up.
No problem. Thank you, Bob. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilos? It is a really weak station. Kilo Delta 2, India something.
India Victor.
Drop it out, but India Victor now. I need one more letter.
82 IV.
Just give me your last letter. Your last letter several times.
Charlie.
KD2IVC. Now, what do you need in, like, two words?
Listening.
improve your signal a little bit, brother. But we'd love to have you, but I'm using my best DXing techniques in order to get you in. But I have you as Kilo Delta 2 India Victor Charlie. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Oh, yay. Alrighty. Alrighty, any other kilos? How about NA8MAR? What's your story, Dave? We think Dave was there. Alright, Whiskeys.
Is there. He said he has a short one of his antenna wires. I could hear him perfectly on the input. I just don't think he has the right PL. K2EIR.
Wait, to QVC.
Okay, WA2QVC. Mr. Bruce, good evening, sir. What are your intentions?
No traffic.
Roger. Okay, let me just be proactive here. W2JEK, are you in?
W2JEK, yes, I'm here with a comment and possibly a question. Back to net, W2JEK.
Don, I got you. Alrighty, any other whiskeys?
W2NHZ.
W2NHZ, good evening, sir. How are you this beautiful evening, and what are your intentions?
Oh, good evening, Gordon, and all on the net. Well, we have one need tonight. A need for a very high fever flu. But other than that, Gordon, just listening.
Okay. You sound like you're a little under the weather. Alrighty. Any other whiskeys? Alright, any other stations on the Echo Link? Okay, any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
KB2NLA, listening.
KB2NLA. Good evening, Chris. Love to hear about a report about your antenna, not only how it is, but what it is, and how, you know, I'd be curious. If you want to report out on that a little bit, any other stations? All right, let's go right to the top. W2JEK, your comments are W2TTTK2BAR.
K2BAR, is that W2JEK? Good evening, everybody. Yeah, well, I'm announcing that Barrow will be running a VE test session Friday, November 20th. At 7 o'clock, and this will be at the Westwood Regional High School on 701 Ridgewood Road in the Township of Washington. Again, the time is 7 o'clock. Test fee is $15. And if you'll need one form of photo ID, such as a driver's license or a passport. If you don't have photo ID, you'll need two forms of non-photo ID. And if you are licensed, please bring your license and a copy of that license. And if you're not licensed, you'll need your Social Security number or a FRN number obtained from the FCC by giving them your Social Security number. Either way, I need a number to go on that 605 form that you'll be filling out. If you wish to bring a calculator, that's fine, but the memory has to be empty. And we cannot use cell phones, iPods, or other devices as calculators. It must be strictly a calculator. And back to net, W2JK.
Very good, Don. Anybody have any questions for Don about licensing or the upcoming test sessions?
Comment, actually a question.
Sure, Andre, go ahead.
I didn't realize there was a fee change. So the fee is the new fee going forward, or is it just because of the changes?
Fee has not changed. It's been $15 for a couple of years now.
I'm sorry, I thought I heard 17. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the trade-off is you never have to pay again, even for vanity calls.
for renewals.
Alrighty.
So, Don, anything else?
Yeah, I have a question. I know they were talking about removing the antenna over at the Red Cross on Saturday. I know they have such a device known as a tower jack. Now, is that just for erecting the antenna, or is that something that would be useful for taking the tower apart after you get it down above the garage?
Well, once we get it down, we are going to have to separate the sections. So, yes, something like a tower jack would be fine. I'm actually going to bring a scissor jack and some 2x4s just to make things easy. But it may or may not be necessary. We'll find out when we get there.
Okay, is that something you possibly were going to bring a bolt cutter?
We have such a device, yes.
Okay, I was thinking I have a little grinding wheel that I could put in the chuck of an electric drill if we had to go that route. But if you've got that tool, I'll bring it along just in case, but I think... sounds like you got the right tool for the job there.
Well, last time, mine is short, so we had to use, last time we took one leg of it and jammed it against the post we were trying to, you know, get access to. Basically, we were cutting a lock, and I took like a 4-foot extension of steel. This is at Rich's house, WPQ's house, and I levered the one side against the other and finally cut through the steel, but the handles on mine are pretty short, so anything we can do to give us options would be appreciated. Does that mean I should bring a drill?
Yeah, I have that.
You have a drill that plugs in, so if we need that, we can do that. All right, good. That'll be great. So let's work on that assumption that between the two of us, we'll open up any locks that are necessary, should the keys not be, or the combination not be real. Although I think the combination was shared with Tony by Fred, or what he thought it was anyway. Or that, or Tony thought he remembered. We'll see. Anyway, I did shoot Tony a note asking who's bringing the tower to Fred's house. I'm only asking because I have to pick up Nancy at 2, and she's got an evening appointment. So, if I'm the responsible for moving the tower, then what'll happen is it will go to Fred's house Saturday evening while Nancy's otherwise occupied. But I can certainly take it, and I'll just need to know whether I'm bringing the trailer on Saturday morning. Anyway, all is good. And just for everybody's benefit, this is about the Red Cross selling their building in Ridgewood, and we need to store the equipment and the antennas and such until such time as they have a new reduced footprint, as they called it. Anybody else have any comments on the topic? Alrighty. Anything more for you, Mudon?
The fellow who's now the secretary has meant to bring a vehicle, a truck that would handle those towers. I think that was mentioned last night on the 2-meter net.
I'm sorry, who was going to do it?
I forget his call. He's the club secretary.
Oh, Bill, OCJ, good. Okay, then I'll be fine. Fine. That'll work for me. Alrighty. Anything else?
OCJ, okay?
Sir, good stuff. AA2WP, Willie P, the long-awaited question from you.
K2BAR, AA2WP. You make me laugh there, Gordon. Good evening, everyone. All right. I don't know. This question may seem dumb to some, but I'm having a rough time with it. I replaced my 20-meter double bazooka, one of those furry little gray tree rats, chewed through one of the legs of it right at the apex, so there was nothing I could do with it. So anyway, I bought a new one, and the instructions said to install it as an inverted V with the apex 25 to 35 feet high, which I did. And it says the end should be 7 to 10 feet off the ground, forming an angle of not less than 120 degrees from horizontal, where horizontal is 180 degrees. Okay. So I'm reading this two different ways, and I haven't gotten an answer yet. So is this 120 degrees that is measured as 60 degrees each side of the vertical center of the antenna, or 120 degrees down from the apex horizontal line, which would then be about 30 degrees each side of the center line of the antenna? As I said, it's not well explained, and maybe I'm just a dummy, but in any case, I knew this would be the place to ask. K2BAR, A2WP.
They're referring to the angle between the two wires as being not less than 120 degrees. Therefore, your point about 30 degrees below horizontal is correct.
Okay, so then that would be 60 degrees each side of the vertical center of the antenna. Is that what I'm reading?
I'm sorry. Yeah, basically, yes, 60 degrees from vertical or 30 degrees from horizontal. Basically, they can droop 30 degrees on each side.
Excellent. Well, that was the answer I was looking for. K2BAR, AA2WP. Thank you for entertaining my long-awaited question.
Okay, so my question is, back to you, is with the gray tree rats, what exactly did they chew through that you couldn't salvage?
Okay, the original double bazooka I had was a real cheapie. It actually didn't even come with instructions. It was just in a plastic bag. Anyway, when I put that one up there, I used the slingshot, and the apex was like against the trunk of a tree. So it was very convenient for this rodent to come down. And he chewed through one of the two side conductors. And I went to go on 20 meters, and fortunately, I keep an eye on my meters, and they were bouncing all over the place, so I switched the antennas. And when I lowered it, I saw that it was chewed through, but it was right up against the molded apex. So rather than trying to screw around with it, I said, let me order a quality one, which I did, and the new one is a lot better. And then I used my air gun to fire it over a limb that is sticking out, so now it's suspended in midair, so he's going to have to shimmy down the line if he's going to get to this one. K2BAR, A2WP.
Unless he just chews through the rope and drops the whole friggin' thing on the ground, but at least that won't damage the antenna.
Affirmative. I got that.
Yeah. I don't have tree rat problems because I don't have any trees, which is both good and bad. It means that all my trees are aluminum and steel in nature, and it makes things interesting around here. Alrighty. Let's see. Anybody have any follow-on comments for Willie P. regarding this topic? Alright, Willie P., we're going to move right along. Mr. Noel, your comment from the oppressively warm environs of Central Florida, and Juliel, K2BAR. Okay, try him again a little bit. Mr. Howie, your comment, and maybe your question.
Okay, here's K2EIR. Let me just confirm, because I was busy going between reverse and input and output. You did turn it to me, right?
Go ahead, Howie.
Okay, so here's K2EIR. Comment, a little background. A couple of nets ago, several nets ago, I asked Randy whether he, or maybe after the net, whether he would do a presentation on mesh for two of the radio clubs I belong to, Westchester Emergency Communications Association, known as WECA, and the Crystal Radio Club, and he said yes to both and has booked dates. And normally WECA meets on Monday nights, and I run a net on Monday nights, but I was going to have another net control do it. But it turned out that WECA had to have the meeting on Tuesday night because the county wouldn't give them space for this particular meeting on Monday. So as far as I know, Randy appeared on Tuesday night, and I had a budget meeting with the condo, the annual budget meeting. I couldn't be on the board. I could not forego. It was a kind of a controversial meeting. So I don't know whether Randy showed up. I was hoping to check into the net. But I know you, Gordon, said you might join him if he gave a presentation. So the comment was, of course, to thank Randy. And the question is, did you happen to accompany him or know otherwise whether he gave the presentation and how it went? And, of course, I still have one more chance to get there at the Crystal Radio Club meeting. So I'm hoping to do that because I really, really, really wanted to hear it and see it. So that's the comment and the question. Were you involved? Or do you know anything that you can share? W2TTT from K2EIR.
I can't. In fact, I have not even been able to get a hold of Randy because of my own limitations on time, and he's unavailable right this second for me to ask. So, we really don't know. I was unable to get there because my son had a playoff game. Actually, he had not one but two playoff games for two different divisions. Pardon me, in his hockey league. So, needless to say, I was definitely going to that. So, anyway, it's. It's one of those unfortunate things where I didn't get to find out how that worked. But I suspect it went well. Was anybody else there at the WECA meeting? Alrighty. Well, there's our answer, unfortunately. Sorry, Howie. What else can we do for you?
Okay, one more, two more comments. One, you have a very slight hum on your signal, which is, as far as I know, a new addition to it. And comment number three, I guess, is, what was it, N2MA, whatever, Manfred, who's trying to check in. I did make a comment, I don't know if you heard, but I could copy him reasonably on the input, and he didn't seem to be keying the output, so I think your hypothesis that he didn't have the right PL would be correct. W2TTT from K2EIR. That's all, folks.
Hey, Howie. Very good. Alrighty. Well, thank you for that. Let's see. Chris, wanted to ask you about your antenna. Why don't you describe it, how it got installed, and above all, how it's performing. KB2NLA, K2BAR.
KB2NLA. Okay, first of all, let me see if I got it. Finally put an antenna up. I had a lot of help. Willie P. Came over here with a pneumatic air launcher, which I'm still in love with. Willie P. too. Standing in the middle of an intersection, staring at each other, wondering if the police were going to show up, but the antenna is it's a QSO King made by Maple Leaf Studios. It's an NFED 9-to-1 Balum, pretty well made, and it's 15 feet in the backyard where the Balum is, and it acts as a sloper going 98 feet to a tree up and over the house to the front yard. And so far, every station that I've heard has come back to me.
Very nice, very nice. And any any thoughts about whether you'd recommend this solution to others?
I would recommend this antenna if you live in a tight area and you don't have a lot of trees. Of course, with an NFED, you know, you have a slightly compromised design, but for the most part, like I said, being that it's a sloper, I have not found a limitation in direction yet. Speaking so far, South America, Europe, stations in Canada, two local nets that I was able to get into, and two stations Midwest. So if anybody's interested in looking into an antenna, look up the QSO King. He exclusively sells them on eBay. The gentleman's name there is Bruce. You call him up and you leave a message, and he calls you usually right away. And he'll sit on the phone for hours and ask all kinds of questions on the area that you're going to be putting the antenna in. And he works with you. Really nice man.
Assuming this needs a tenor.
You were noisy, Reed.
Need a tuner was Bruce's question.
With the tuner, I do not need a tuner on 10, 12, 17, and the upper side of 20 meters. But with a tuner, I'm able to go 6 through 160 on a 98-foot length.
That's very good. Very, very nice. So you're able to work some bands, and that's a good thing. Anybody else have any comments for Chris? Do you have anything more you want to add?
Just once again, if it wasn't for Willie, I'd be sitting here still staring at it on a shelf next to me. And he, above and beyond, helped me with this project.
You're drooling over your own launcher. Very good. Very, very nice. That's just super. Some of my projects, I did see something that is in the December QST, which you might want to take a look at, guys. There was it's a low frequency loop, but I think it could be adapted for other bands. Two 50-foot loops, or 50 foot by, I guess, 10 feet high loops. And basically what you do is you orient one north-south and one east-west, and they're in the vertical axis. And what you do is you switch between the two of them to, let's say, tune AM broadcast or the long wave frequencies below the band. It's also pretty good at 160, but it's a little short for 160, but if you could conceivably lengthen it for that band if you wanted. But it only needs to be about 8 feet off the ground, and it's not all that hard to do, actually, so give that some consideration. You do need a couple of ferrite rods to get that, match it up. But looks pretty exciting, and I may want to put one of those up this winter. And we'll see how it goes. I've got just enough space to do it, actually. Because even though my lot's 40 feet wide, along the back, I have an extra 10 feet that I can encroach behind my one neighbor's house, and he won't care for 10 feet. So it'll be behind his fence, and it'll be just fine. So we shall see how that goes. That was one thing I did see. Anybody else see that, or any other similar receiving antennas for low bands? Coming into winter, and AM broadcast DXing is really cool in the winter. So, something to think about. All right. The other thing is the project to put my desktop machine into a 4U rack cabinet that I bought at Micro Center is still going on. Fortunately, it is not finished. I wished it was, but unfortunately, it's not. I've been distracted by other things in the last week or two. The good news is I was able to build a box for batteries. I bought standard battery boxes for two, 27 style 6-volt batteries, golf cart type batteries. And I'm going to mount that inside of a wooden box. It will have locking casters, have an inverter built into it, and some other goodies. And it will allow me quite a bit of capacity. I figured I can get, and the batteries are 235 ampere hours, so you can take 100 ampere hour out of them without any trouble, without hurting the batteries. So, looking forward to getting that going. That's going to get mounted in my car, and we'll also find an alternative place or perch in my on my trailer from time to time. So that's one of my other projects as we roll into winter. So, anybody else with anything they'd like to add to the net tonight, please call K2BAR.
WA2ISC, Bob is late checking.
Evening, Robert. Welcome aboard. And anything for you at the net?
I tried emailing one of those guys to become a tunnel client, but I haven't heard back, so I'm not sure what's happening. Over.
Well, Randy won't be available for another week or so. Yeah, probably 10 days. And I don't know what Mark's doing. And I don't know what Daryl's doing. So those are the three guys who typically run clients, tunnel servers.
Okay, I had two of those three guys, but I don't think I had the third person. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. He's in Texas. You're probably better off working with somebody locally anyway. But very good. By the way, in the middle of the second period, it's 1-1 Devils in Chicago. Just thought you'd like to know. And alrighty. Anything else for that tonight, anybody? Station.
2AMI.
K2AMI. Your name was in vain a little while ago. Talking about Saturday's adventure. The answer to your question is I will be at the Red Cross at 9. And I heard that Bill is transporting the sections. Is that true?
Do you use your email accounts at all?
I responded to one email today from you.
There's one that followed up on that. Has more details. If you check that out. But fine. We'll expect to see you there. You do not have to bring your trailer.
It's a beautiful thing. So I got to be home by about 1 o'clock, so we're at least heading home by 1 o'clock. That'll work.
Very good. I've got everything kind of planned out, so just don't wait till the straw boss gets there, and he'll tell you what to do.
No problem. I'm all in. I'll have bring my cutters. I'll bring an extra drill for in case we have power issues. And Don's going to bring a cutoff wheel that can go in a drill truck and a drill with AC power. And my drills are all 18 volts, so sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Tony.
Very good. We'll see you then. But I can only encourage you to wear something warm and bring work gloves. It's going to be cold compared to what we've had for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I was up on my tower the other day before it started raining, and on Sunday it was a little nippy. Saturday was too, or was it Friday? I can't remember. Whatever days I was up there 2 days last week. All right, yes. Oh, Sunday and Monday. Yeah, I mounted a 2 foot rocket dish for 2.4 gig and pointed toward Fairlawn. Actually, I haven't even had a chance to put a computer on it to see how it's working, but that'll be my next task. See if it's up and rocking. Doing that after the net. All right. Anybody else?
EIR.
Mr. Howie.
I just thought I'd mention, since you mentioned QFT, that the December QFT, at least the electronic edition, because that's all I've gotten so far. The editorial by Dave Sumner is about noise levels, spectrum pollution. It's a topic both you and I have, and others, have mentioned on the air here, and I thought it was right on target, and it made me wonder whether you said something to someone up there, and that prompted the editorial. But, you know, one can only wonder. K2EIR.
Well, it's funny you should say that. While I can't take individual responsibility for that that work, I can say that working with Mike Gruber and Ed Hare, W1MG and... pardon me, W1RFI, on noise issues on behalf of the league and on behalf of my employer, yes, that definitely is appropriate that he write about it. I'll leave it at that. And furthermore, I can say that I am an endless advocate for noise mitigation by our services and their elements, and I am, I'll just say I'm on that mission, because I think it can save the company money, and also improve people's happiness with our services. So it's all good, and I'll give you one hint. It's not about ham radio, but ham radio gets to win in that game. So, it's all good in that regard. K2EIR, K2BAR. Anything else?
Negative. Sorry, I got distracted for a moment. Thank you, Gordon, and thank you, as usual, for running the net. You know, just as Chris thanked Willie, I've never ceased to be amazed by the wonderful folks who come out to this net or hang out on this repeater. And my thank yous as well for all the assistance I've received here over time. K2EIR.
Most welcome, but it's you guys who provide most of the answers. So, again, thank you very much for your efforts. And let's see, I wanted to mention something more. Oh, Lord, I forgot what it is now. Anyway, it's all good. And it should be a fine evening of amateur radio, you know, available to all of us. You know, this net's fun. The 9 o'clock net on Wednesday night, the 2-meter net's fun. 10-meter net's fun. The DMR net at 8 o'clock is on Thursdays is fun, as is the... the 440 net to follow, the FM net at 8:30, and there is no YL net right now, unfortunately, but I'm sure that'll get revived in due time. Oh, I know what I wanted to mention. In case you haven't figured it out, gentlemen, we seem to have a new repeater. It is a Yaesu repeater. I don't know whether or not it will do the Yaesu Z4FM stuff. Anyone has one of those funky new Yaesu digital radios, not DMR, not D-Star, not P25, but they're proprietary protocol. You might want to try it. I know it works on our 440 machine here, but I don't know if it works here on 2. I don't know if it's enabled or not. But it's something to think about nonetheless. So if anybody has any thoughts and can test it, we'd be very curious. Alrighty, I guess not. Alright, well, look, look forward to next week's net. Thank you very much for a lovely net this evening, and look forward to working you on the bands in the coming week, wherever it may be. So this is K2BAR, W2TTT, returning the net to normal amateur radio use. Take care and God bless.
Was Noel able to get back in? KB2NLA.
Apparently not. How are you, Mr. Chris?
N2OEL.
Now you come in. All right, go ahead, Noel. What's your question?
On the 857 group, somebody came up with a brilliant idea. As you know, a lot of these mobile radios have small heads, and mounting them can be sometimes a pain, especially on these modern cars. What this guy did is he keeps the radio body in a box that he can carry it out, like a small case. And he takes the head out, and it's mounted on a GPS bracket, the ones that have weights on the bottom and it's meant to sit on the dashboard and has a live rubber base so it doesn't move. Anyways, I just bought one of the GPS mounting things on eBay for $18. You don't even have to modify it. It's got a big clamp that's made for any GPS, and it'll clamp right onto the head of my 857, and you're all done. All you have to do is make sure you have a long enough mic cable so you don't pull on it when you're talking. I just want to bring it to the group's attention. N2OEL.
That's a great idea. I'm actually using a similar kind of thing. One of the actual head mounts meant for something like a... you know, 2 meter, 440, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't find the exact mobile bracket, however, for my mobile head bracket for my 7000, so I used just, what I did was I bought a block of molding wood, a 4-inch piece of block, and set it up to basically be screwed into the to the mount. And then I simply took the, what do they call it? I took the actual control head and used 3M dual lock to mount it on that. So my control head now sits on the end of a gooseneck that's underneath the one of the studs that holds the front passenger seat up. So it works really well. Go ahead, Noel.
Just took a picture of it. I'm in the process of emailing it to you.
That'd be great. Thank you very much. That'd be really, really cool. You want me to post it to the contact group, or do you want to do it?
I didn't have the radio head, so I put a measuring tape in it just to hold the jaws apart so you can see what it looks like.
Yep. Okay. That works. That worked. Very, very nice. I'm looking forward to your email to arrive.
KD2IVC.
KD2IVC, Manfred, go ahead, K2BAR.
Yeah, I was fiddling around with some knobs here. I think my RF power was way down. Do I sound a lot better, or am I still... scratchy?
A little bit of scratch, but your audio is nice and punchy and you're solid in.
Alright, I'll leave it alone. I'm gonna call out some 73s here, so good chatting with you guys, and until next time, KD2IVC 73s.
Alright, at least you know what you did this time. Devils are now winning 2-1. Corey Crawford is talking to himself. Good. Most excellent. I don't get it. These doubles, they seem to know how to score generally. They either get shut out or they score a lot of goals and win. What was that, Bruce?
A quick note to Manfred, if he's still on frequency. You were okay with a little bit of noise into the 7-9 machine earlier. You were weak, low signal level coming into this machine earlier. Now that you bumped the power up, you're better. I might suggest at some point you consider an outdoor antenna with a little bit of elevation to it on a piece of coax.
Yeah, Bruce, why do you have some hiss on you tonight?
I'm the Faraday shield and I'm using a rubber duck.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, the mylar on part of the insulation outside underneath the siding does a nice effect on the signal.
I understand. I understand. Alrighty. Well, I think I'm going to skedaddle. I got some more work to do around here, so. Definitely. Oh, Noel's email just arrived. I'll forward to the contact group real quick. Yeah, that looks really spiffy, Noel. That really does. Of course, he's using a tape measure as a proxy for a radio head, but that's fine.
2OEL timeout.
I'm going to let you know and get caught up another time, and I'm not on LinkedIn. It's probably nobody now. WATQ losing.
Roger, 7-3 all. I'm going to scoot out of here. WA2QBC, the group, WF2TTT. Look on the comp tech group, there's interesting stuff.
73 is Gordon.
Thank you very much, KB2NLA. KB2NLA listening. How are you? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. No complaints. Just, spend time with the family. How's everything with you?
Doing alright. Actually going to be going to bed early tonight. In anticipation of tomorrow morning. But, I know I'm going to be back on the air as soon as I can.
All right. Yeah, I won't hold you then. I just want to say hello. That was all.
I'm going to stay on as long as I can until my wife throws me off the radio tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to get off because the little one's looking at me as I'm on the radio. She's on the other end of the couch in Mom's arms, so I'm going to spend some time with her before I put her to bed.
All right, Andre. Good hearing from you. Glad that the your baby and mom is doing all right. And yes.
Girl.
Listen to her. Girl.
Oh, congratulations.
There you go.
All right, Chris, yeah, I'm gonna go. I gotta study. I gotta be ready by the that Friday to take that extra. You know how that is.
Yeah. Oh, if you want me there as moral support, you let me know.
Thank you, yeah. I'll let you know, definitely. All right, 73 is sent to JDH. You have a good rest of the evening. I'll be pulling the plug.
Disconnected. 2K listening.
KB2NLA.
Ah, so you still are up. I thought you'd be in bed sleeping by now.
No, I'm too nervous. You kidding me?
Well, after tomorrow afternoon, I'll have myself a nice Chase Wendell sandwich. Don't believe what Roland says. I always pay off my bets.
Oh, I know that.
Anyway. Glad to be home. But still not too bad here.
All right. And they're coming tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, between 8 and 8:30, the whole crew.
Well, that's good. Get a little normalcy back in your house.
Yeah, sister-in-law's, well, we're going to take you out for your birthday this week, and, well, I don't know, not so fast, you know. Just want to have some quality time with my wife. We haven't had it lately. Oh, my God, it's just been, well, we did, actually. We drove up to Boston and back last Friday, but spend some time, I guess. I've forgotten what it's like, you know. No privacy. Anyway, I don't know if I faded out of 6'6 and 6'4, but that's just the way the mountains go and stuff, you know. You just get the spots where you can get in and the spots where you can't.
Yeah, I heard you on the 6'4, and I switched over to the 6'6. The 6'4 does come in pretty good over here.
Yeah, it used to do a little better. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it's just me.
The issue of having that repeater in the link is it picks up a lot of to the west, which is good. Where'd you drop out of there?
I said take care of something, but I'm back. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, it covers to the west quite well. All those repeaters. Good footprint.
Yeah, I don't think there's any repeaters north of the 6-6, though, correct?
No. Well, there could be if you linked in through, you know, get 224-24 back on. We could put an all-star node on there, and that would be... Oh, they're feather in the cap, but then the BEI...